Well, in the United States, a person dies by suicide every 13.7 minutes. It claims more than 38,000 lives each year. But here locally, a group of folks that want to come together and help prevent suicide. And one of the ways they're doing that is a very special walk coming up on October 19th. It's the Branch County Out of the Darkness Community Walk. It'll be held at Heritage Park in Coldwater. One of the organizers, Jennifer Nagel, joins us on the line to talk about this. Why is this effort so important for you, Jennifer, to join with this the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and put on this Out of the Darkness Community Walk?
Well, it's important to me because I lost my own father to suicide in June of last year. And ever since then, I've just been trying to find a way to maybe bring a little bit of meaning to his death and to help prevent other people from going through this as well.
What do we need to know? What do we need to learn about it? And what do we need to do as a community, do you think, to help everyone else in with this issue?
Well, I think the biggest thing is we need to erase the stigma that comes with depression and suicide. People are afraid, you know, when they're depressed, to talk about it or to bring their problems into the light because they think they'll be judged for it. And a lot of us have the wrong attitude as well about depression and sadness. You know, they think it's a mindset. We need to understand that this is an illness and that there is help out there for these people.
Well, you know, so many times you hear the thing, oh, just get over it, you know, buck up, you know. But like you said, it actually is an illness that needs to be treated. And by awareness, we can help others, right?
Yes, we can.
All right. Understanding this, and of course, there's a lot of research that goes into this, ways to prevent and ways to maybe treat depression in the future. So that's where this money is going to. So give us details on the walk itself, the Out of the Darkness Community Walk coming up on October 19th.
Well, it's at Heritage Park in Coldwater. The actual walk will start at 10 a.m., but registration and check-in begins at 8 a.m., and we'll have a lot of fun activities going on between 8 and 9:45 a.m. They're all memorial-based. They're ways to honor your loved ones or even your reasons for walking, because there's some people walking that are walking for themselves, you know, to fight their own battles. So we'll have ways to honor that as well. After people start returning from the walk, we will serve a lunch to the first 300 registered walkers, and there'll be raffle drawings that will take place after the walk as well. As far as the walk itself, people can register for the walk online, or they can register that day, and they just simply raise pledges to support their walk.
Okay. Outofthedarkness.org is the website, and then they can just, you know, find the local walk to get more information about that. So again, coming up on Saturday, October 19th at Heritage Park in Coldwater, and again, it benefits the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And again, hopefully, maybe even just locally, it raises more awareness and more education for folks to be able to deal with the situation, right?
Yes, we're just out there trying to make a difference in whatever way that we can.
Okay. Jennifer, sorry for the loss in your family, but I think this is, again, kind of a healing way maybe for you and your family to help others in the future. So we salute you for that. Outofthedarkness.org for the Branch County Out of the Darkness Community Walk coming up on October 19th. Stay in touch, all right? Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Jennifer Nagel from Union City, who's helping to organize this morning. AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.